Sup, Contrarians? It's Cody back for an episode this week that I think you all are going to love. Thanks for being part of the Contrarian Thinking crew. This week it's called Become Unfuckwithable, the 5 R's to combat inflation. And first, let me just tell you, we're doing something kind of cool here. We're starting to break out our premium membership that's called Contrarian Cashflow into playbooks. So if you follow along with us and you like ideas to build vending machine businesses, to build ice vending businesses, to get passive income, each month we cover one of these topics in depth and basically give you a little mini ebook on how to take action on it specifically and how we did too. I think you might like it. So if you do, go ahead and click that link in premium and you can see more about what the Contrarian Cashflow group is all about. Okay, today in 10 minutes, we're diving into why unfuckwithable? What does it mean? The 5 R framework, where to begin, your investment thesis, how do you know when the deal is right for you? So first, why unfuckwithable? It's technically not a word. We checked. There are many reasons, but here's probably the single most significant one as I write these words, and that is inflation is not transitory. You, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, are going to need to deal with the implications of the world surrounding us and the decisions our politicians have made. This is a world where gum costs $6 and something previously more expensive than gum costs, well, a lot. You can see here we have a graph that basically shows used cars and trucks are up 24%. Apples are up 7% year to date. Lodging up 17%. So with COVID as a proximate cause, America has flooded the marketplace with dollars. And if you want to see exactly how many, you can actually look at the M1 money supply, which is what Milton Friedman taught us in economics to watch. There's a graph here that shows you the massive hockey stick-like growth that we've seen since all this money started going out into circulation. That money is the velocity that money is growing and changing hands. It's essentially saying that when you get a dollar, you go spend that dollar immediately, and so does the next person, and so does the next person. And that starts to create this inflationary hype market. The velocity of money growth is also impacting the $30.96 average hourly earnings you hustled to get in the job you currently have, let's say, making it a real average hourly earnings of $11.19, according to our friends at the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Basically means your dollars aren't going as far. All of which to say that increasing money chasing the same number of goods equals inflation. And there are 3 problems with inflation. We don't understand it, we get lied to about it, and we don't know how to handle it. So we've explained it. Inflation, however, is a government-caused problem. We can't rely on government statistics like the CPI to diagnose or remediate it, to take care of it, basically. In places with high inflation, censorship and denial are the rules, not the exception. So our goal today is give you a plan to win regardless. Despite Chairman Powell's recent congressional testimony where it just dawned on him that one can accelerate massive spending without consequences, we here at Contrarian Thinking have seen the proverbial writing on the wall for some time. But I think I told you so's are annoying for the sayer and the hearer, so we skip that and get back to my original point and the title of this article, Becoming Unfuckwithable. First, let's define the desired outcome. Here's our first cut. Unfuckwithable. Adjective. A descriptive term for a person who wins without letting themselves or others get in their way. Someone who can continue covering all your costs at pace with inflation if your salary stops. Someone who can move as needed due to regulations or desire without detrimental financial impact. Someone who can live in a way that if another lockdown happens, you have access to your own needs, food, fresh air, nature, gym, or whatever is important to you. In fewer words, it's essentially financially free and personally sovereign. I have a few frameworks I've used over the years, and we must begin building our foundation here. So this is what I call the 5 R's to sovereignty. Review is the first one. Review means know what you're worth. You need a detailed self-assessment of exactly where you are at monetarily today. You cannot, as they say, get anywhere if you don't know where you currently are. This doesn't need to be difficult. A Mint account and an Excel spreadsheet are a beautiful start. Here's 2 visuals of what mine look like. These are obviously fake numbers. Number 2 is reason. Ask yourself why you are invested in what you are invested in. With this clear picture of what you are worth, look at your investments and can you articulate to yourself why you own it? A simple 5 W's plus how of why you are invested in certain things might look like this. Who are you investing in? What? What is this asset in terms of your larger portfolio? And what do you hope to achieve by having it? When? How long do you want to stay in this asset? When might you consider it a poor investment and move your capital elsewhere? When do you want to take profits and how long will you let your winners run? Why? Why do you have a particular allocation to an asset? Why is this asset, let's say, 20% of your portfolio and another only 3%? Do these allocations match your overall goals? And finally, how does this asset fit into your larger financial goals? While these are only examples, you get my point. You need a portfolio level view of your own investments, regardless of the flavor, aka real estate, vending machines, power washes, child labor camps. Oh, you're still reading, I see. Or better yet, have a financial advisor run you through your investments. Number three, realize. This is where you build or refine your strategy. Now that you know what you're worth and why you're invested in certain things, build a numerical strategy. Perhaps it's something like, I want $400K a year. I have $100K in passive income and I have $100K cash allocation that'll cover 12 months of emergency capital needs. A want is worth nothing without a plan. So if that is your want, now you build your plan to achieve your want. Start with what you need your investments and income to be this year, then break it down to monthly, then weekly. So if you want to make that $400K a year, how do you get there? Most of us, by the way, do this for our business ventures and yet not for our personal. Who doesn't have a spreadsheet tracking system or SAP output that tells them what they want their business to earn each month? Where we fail, friends, is we stop at our businesses and we neglect the rigor necessary to get these same types of details for our personal wealth. That's why we have rule number four, rules. I don't know about you, but I can be phenomenal ideas and then abysmal at continual supervision and execution. So I work myself out of a job by building a rules-based system that helps you hit the goals you laid out. For me, that means quarterly review with my financial advisor. I review my finances on a monthly basis in my net worth spreadsheet. I iterate with spending and investing according to my plan. So build your own rules. Then roadmap. Essentially, this is your investment thesis. What is an investment thesis? Well, these guys know. We got a picture of Ray Dalio and the Sage Omaha over here. In simple terms, an investment thesis is a way to evaluate whether a deal is right for you. I like to evaluate my deals using the following factors. Where? Is it an asset class that allows you to tax loss harvest? If it's a physical asset, is it in the best physical location to make you the best ROI? Type. What is the type of deal you want to go into? Angel, VC, fund, stock, profit. How much profit will this deal need to make for you to be involved? Is it worth it to you to make $5K a month or more than $200K a year? What's your number? Time. How much time are you willing to allow your number to be tied up? Turn. How quickly will you get to cash flow? Even though my overall investment thesis or my investment is tied up, when will I get my initial cash flow? And team, do you want to be in the business with the other people on the side of the table? And if not, that's probably not the right deal for you. Process. Do the people you're doing the deal with understand the business you are partnering on? Unfair advantage. What do I bring to the table that no one else does, or what do they bring? The bizarrely beautiful thing about life and money is that the things we need to do to progress are rarely rocket science. None of these things are. Well, you would like to lose weight? Eat less, work out more. You would like to make more money? Spend less, work more. Nuances there are plenty, but the truth is that the simple steps taken daily will often lead you exactly where you need to go. So go earn and become unfuckwithable this holiday season.